I'd like everybody to have an apple to hold while we have the story today. Well, we have a lot of kids here, so help yourself to an apple, and we'll give them all away. And if you need to, we're not going to eat them quite yet because they probably need to be washed before you eat them, but when you get to Sunday school, there will be a chance to wash them. Oh, good. We got a couple guys in the back row there. Here you go. Can you take one to your brother?
He doesn't like the wet.
Oren, would you like an apple? There's one for Aiden. There's one for back there. Okay. Well, that's okay because Ben got one at the first service. So, yeah, well, guess what? We had so many kids today, we gave away 27 apples. So how about that? So the reason I gave you this apple is because the story is about an apple tree. And it starts with two brothers, one who was a farmer and one who was a gardener. The farmer grew grain and kept cows and chickens. And the gardener concentrated on raising fruit trees. And the trees were all kinds of variety of fruit. One day the farmer came to visit his brother, the gardener, and was amazed and astonished at those beautiful trees and all the fruit growing on them. And his brother said, I'd like to give you a gift. I'm going to carefully dig up this apple tree, and you can take it home with you and plant it, and your children and your children's children will be able to enjoy these delicious apples that grow from this tree. So the farmer put the tree in the truck, and he took it home, and he thought about where should he plant it. He thought, well, if I plant it up on the hill, the wind might blow too hard up there and it would knock the apples down and the animals and the birds would enjoy the fruit before I had a chance to come and get it. And if I plant it by the side of the road, then anybody who walks by might help themselves to my apples. And if I plant it next to my house where everybody can see it who's coming and going, my children will pick the apples and my workers will pick the apples. He thought, I know, I'll plant it behind the barn, and that way prying eyes and quick fingers will never find it. So he dug a hole, and he planted that tree behind his barn, and every now and again he would go out back behind the barn and see how his apple tree was doing. And you know, that tree never got blossoms, and it never got apples on it. And months went by, and he started to get really angry with his brother. And he called him up, and he said, you've given me a barren apple tree. You deceived me. You said this was a good apple tree, but it's not making any apples. And the brother said, I know I gave you a fruitful tree, so I'm going to come and visit you. And when he got to the farm, he said, show me where you planted that apple tree. And when his brother took him around back behind the barn, he started to laugh. He said, you planted this tree where the sun can't shine on it, and it never gets warm. How did you expect it to get flowers and fruit on it? You planted it with a selfish and fearful and greedy heart. How did you expect to reap a rich and generous harvest? So that farmer realized if he was going to ever enjoy tasty, crisp apples, he was going to have to change his thinking and move that apple tree. So we're going to pray now this morning as you're holding your crispy, delicious apple in your hands. We're going to say, thank you, God, for the fruits of this earth. Thank you for the good things you provide for us. And we pray that you would give us glad and open hearts so that when others are blessed by the fruit of our labor, we are able to rejoice. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.